as the great cosmic angel speaks his heart to us again tonight. May everything that we are and have be offered now to our beloved I Am Presence, be used without reservation to the fulfillment of the great divine plan for America's freedom and through America, the world. Beloved of the light, as we enter into the great outpouring tonight for the accomplishment of the victory for which you call and which has been commanded as the destiny of America by those who are the law to the earth, the cosmic law to this system of worlds, then be assured that as you stand with us and render this service, the results are absolutely certain to come. We want to thank you forever for your staunch, fearless, continuous decrees. You little dream yet what their service is within the nation. But hourly shall they expand and be charged with the cosmic power of that all-Christ flame, which must surge throughout the nation, must surge through the people, and compel the purity that sets them free. After all, when people want release from that which is destructive and limiting, then the release can only come by the purifying flame from our octave, or from the higher mental body of the individual. So in the service that is to be rendered tonight, may you feel with us the great fire of the cosmic Christ, the all-Christ fire, from the life streams of all who belong to this earth and to this system of worlds. For the earth is being watched by the cosmic beings of the system, and every possible activity of the sacred fire is being drawn into the lower physical octave in order to compel the purity that is your guard. Heretofore, I think you have separated the idea of protection and purity, and yet you cannot. It is the flame of purity that is your protection. So unless the purity is there, the protection is not. So throughout the nation tonight shall go the flame of the all-Christ, the immortal purifying power from our octave that shall surge into those in positions of trust and responsibility to the people, those who have been honored by the people with a trust of office, and those who are custodians of the wealth within your borders that the God Presence of Life has placed here for the freedom of the people. Therefore shall I send forth the all-Christ flame of immortal purity, and purity shall rule. This thing of contaminating the gifts of God upon the earth and the energy from the life streams of mankind, century after century, is to come to an end. And therefore, let everyone under this radiation feel yourselves tonight clothed with the all-Christ fire of immortal purity. And that goes forth throughout the nation, into the mental and feeling world of the people, to be the strength of the light that protects the God-given freedom that your early patriots gave to the nation. When you want protection of yourselves or that which God has given you as supply, then always keep the outer intellect reminded that the protection you desire is the all Christ flame of purity. And when that beloved mighty I Am presence has stood throughout the centuries, awaiting every opportunity to blaze through that all Christ flame in order to purify the conditions of the outer world so mankind's suffering might cease, then you should know that when mankind's discord and impurity reached such a terrific state that that beloved I Am presence was completely forgotten, then surely you are aware of what there is in the outer world that must be purified. The great cosmic violet consuming flame to which your mighty master Saint Germain has called your attention is the purifying action of the all Christ flame. It is the purifying flame of love that gives its purity and itself into that which needs purification. So as you become more aware of its authority throughout your nation, will you find that which is constructive arising and being given a strength to stand against the discord and the impurity which must be removed. The impurity that has crept into the nation, while it focuses a concentrated action into your government against the people, yet the people themselves, because they have been hypnotized and controlled to some degree by that impurity, have become slaves to the individuals in your government who are determined to wreck the nation. So the people must be purified if there is to be the strength of the light in the nation to go forward and hold the freedom of the country until those destructive forces can be removed. So tonight, let us concentrate your attention upon your own beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, and demand and demand and demand the cosmic power of all Christ purity, the fire of the all Christ that compels the instantaneous fulfillment of your calls. If you keep demanding all the cosmic power of the all Christ fire of immortal purity that is necessary to go forth and strengthen the purity of the people, then they become the pressure upon those in office who must be forced to remove the destruction that has sought to enslave you all. Whenever you call forth protection, try to remind yourselves that the action of that protection is the all Christ flame of immortal purity. You demand this and see for yourselves how your problems fade out, how the limitations become a thing of the past, and how the courage is strengthened within you to go forward to victorious accomplishment and to mastery over the limitations, for your limitations are nothing but impurity. Whether it be in the individual or the nation or the world matters not. The concentration of the power of the all Christ flame The all Christ fire has to be directed and sustained and concentrated into the limitations that are nothing in the world but impurity. So try to feel with us tonight that we have taken you into the great Christ flame from our octave, and like a mantle of its presence have we drawn you into the all Christ purity of our octave. And you do not yet realize tonight what that means. You have made certain conscious effort in the use of the violet consuming flame to purify yourselves, dear hearts, and you have risen above that which is in the outer world. But when you understand that for the purification of your nation, we take you within the all Christ flame of our octave of immortal purity, it means far more to you than just your own individual efforts with your presence. That means a flame of purity from our octave that has all cosmic power to produce instantaneous manifestation of your freedom. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I want to explain something individually to you, which I could not give over the air yesterday, in regard to the cosmic light. When the cosmic light substance comes into the atmosphere of Earth, passes through the brains and bodies and mental and feeling world of the people, and then into the structure of the earth, it consumes all human selfishness and discord from the planet. Therefore, the cosmic light is the immortal purity which changes everything in the physical world into purity. In other words, as it passes through all substance and all energy in the mental and feeling world of the people and into the very structure of Earth itself, I want you to understand that this is a concentration of the magnetic power from the great central sun that is a certain definite action of the all Christ flame that wherever it passes returns everything to the immortal purity of that octave, and none can escape. Mankind don't know anything yet concerning the magnetic power of the great central sun magnet. And if it seems a part of wisdom, we may explain some things to you, but what the rest of mankind no concerning that is just almost nothing compared to that which is coming. A few have touched upon a fragment of some of its power, but when mankind and their misuse of the energy of their own life have created these frightful conditions of destruction and murderous insanity and frightful filth, then, precious ones, there comes a power into the atmosphere of Earth and into the life of all on the planet. A power mankind does not know and therefore cannot resist. That is why in our call for the cosmic light of 1,000 suns to descend into the earth and dissolve and consume all human selfishness and discord from the planet, it means that magnetic power of immortal purity from the great central sun draws its great terrific force into the structure of earth and unites with the purity in the heart of the earth. That is why there is no escape for that which is destructive. This is the law of the cycle, that the immortal purity from the ascended master's octave now passes through mankind, the powers of nature, the structure of earth itself, and all upon it. And as it passes through and unites with the immortal purity of that great sun of even pressure in the center of the earth, everything through which that magnetic purity passes automatically becomes pure. And regardless of the governments of the world or individuals, nothing can escape that power. There will be certain individual life streams released from the earth before that comes in its fullness, but comes because it is the purity that has to come in order to sustain the earth and the fulfillment of the divine plan here through the powers of nature. So that immortal purity is bound to come. And the individuals who aren't ready yet to purify themselves better get ready. That's all I have to say. This compels the energy of mankind's individual life streams, as well as the powers of nature and forces of the elements, to be released from the frightful discord, which is impurity, that has been imposed upon life. The life of your nation must have the same flame pass through it if your government is to be purified or your people released from this frightful thing of war. So in your calls for all the cosmic power of the all-Christ flame of immortal purity, everything required to bring you instantaneous fulfillment to your calls will draw a very much more rapid and intense concentration of the cosmic light substance into your nation, into your atmosphere, and into yourselves than if you just call forth for the purity that you desire. Call forth for all the power necessary of the all-Christ flame to compel instantaneous fulfillment of your calls. Then that gives us a certain amount of your energy that is qualified with greater determination for this purity to come into your land and hold possession of your government and your resources for the protection of your own people. So I want you to feel tonight that in your willingness to give these decrees and your determination that this all-Christ flame of immortal purity shall charge through the brains and bodies of those in public office, shall give the people God freedom, shall be the immortal purity of the cosmic light When you issue those decrees, precious hearts, then we can clothe you in the flame of that immortal magnetic power whose purity compels instantaneous fulfillment of your calls. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Therefore, as your determination increases to be free from this war and to give the sustaining strength, which is the sustaining purity of the cosmic light and the all Christ flame to those in your government and in your land who are trying to hold freedom for the people and protect that which belongs to you. As with determination, you call forth this all-Christ flame of immortal purity with the cosmic power to instantly charge those individuals with the cosmic strength and power to protect the nation and hold you free from destruction. With your determination, sending that forth, there automatically becomes anchored in yourselves and your world our flame of the fulfillment of your call. That which you are determined to send forth to strengthen those whose duty it is to protect the nation because of their oath of office, well, then, when you are determined that the strength and the all-Christ flame of immortal purity shall possess them and blaze through them the power that saves the nation, automatically are you clothed in our individual flames of that power that become a permanent part of you as their flame becomes a permanent part of the earth. I hope you understand this tonight. From the interaction of the law, whatever you call forth with fierce determination to save the nation automatically becomes the saving of yourselves. Even though you seem to have forgotten yourselves in your determination to protect your God-given gifts here and to save the nation from that which is unspeakable that has been planned against you. Therefore, it depends on your own individual purity, how much of this flame you can absorb and have focused around you to use as the strength of the light to give courage to others. I wish I might have said this over the radio to all the people of America last night, but it went into the mental and feeling world of the people, regardless of whether they heard the words or not. This immortal purity has got to come, precious ones. Do you know why? You, to some degree, know something of this. But the mass of the people, under this hypnotic fear, are afraid of it, and they know it's occurring, but they see no way out of the thing that has enmeshed them. But between the frightful conditions of war and the hypnotic, deliberate intention to destroy by the sinister force through the food and the drugs and the medical profession, the people's bodies are rotting to pieces. And that's the only word that describes what they have done to the atomic structure of the bodies of the people of your nation. And therefore, we need quick action in your demands for all the cosmic power of the old Christ flame of victorious immortal purity to blaze through you all, to blaze through your people in the government, to blaze through the people and the nation until it shatters the hold of the sinister force upon the mental and feeling world of the people, and they awaken and arise and throw off and repel from the nation that which has sought to contaminate them, why, and put them to sleep as to what was actually going on. And I am here to render that service. Thank you so much, precious ones. And I ask you to keep demanding the cosmic fire of all Christ's purity. Just take those exact words and charge them into the brains and bodies of the people. Charge them into their feeling world. Charge them into the air they breathe. Charge them into the food they eat. Charge them with the cosmic fire of all Christ's purity, and your protection shall come. Won't you be seated, please? Demand the government of the cosmic fire of all Christ's purity to shatter every destructive plan. And let there blaze the cosmic light of 1,000 suns. That light can be so concentrated in and around individuals or conditions that from the inner standpoint, could you see it as we do, it would seem a living flame. And so it shall become. Unless you draw this fire of all Christ's purity, the cosmic fire of that purity, unless you draw it into yourselves and into your affairs, into the brains and bodies of the people, into the air you breathe, into the food you eat, if you don't draw it, then, precious ones, there is nothing to consume the filth that is here. The cosmic fire contains the violet consuming flame, the blue lightning, the immortal purity, anything and everything, because it is drawn and is the magnetic power of the great central sun magnet, which alone is the immortal purity of cosmic love. And it is a flame that is indescribable in words. Therefore, demand it into the brains and bodies of the people. Demand it into the food, into the substance, into the air. Demand it come forth and blast everything unlike itself. And those cosmic beings who direct those magnetic currents to the earth can clothe you in the flame of their love, and purity shall rule. Then you're automatically protected. The idea of destructive individuals thinking for a moment that they can have protection is insanity. People will either clean up and be constructive, or their very impurity will destroy them. Draw this cosmic fire of all Christ's purity into everything that the people do, and it will be just as if they awakened from a nightmare. And truly they have been in a nightmare of destruction. But when you call this power from the great central sun magnet, it is the drawing power from the great central sun that is energy so much more highly concentrated than what mankind know as electronic force that there's just no comparison. It is the supreme fire that builds all creation. Therefore, when you call it into the physical octave to manifest its immortal purity, its all Christ purity, then, dear hearts, you will see a change. You will see a change. You will see a change in those who thought they were masters of destruction. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated? Dear hearts, I want you to know tonight that when you call this forth and visualize it, picture it, as if the entire octave from the great central sun moved its great white fire in through and around everybody and everything clear into the center of the earth. And as that passes through the atmosphere of Earth and takes possession of the electronic force of this world, in other words, all the energy of life, of all the life on this Earth, whether it be mankind, the powers of nature, the forces of the elements, or the animal life, it matters not. When that fire takes possession of all the energy of the life of this planet, and it enters into the heart of the earth, you will see destructive forces meet their end. While you might think this is a cosmic action directed entirely by the great cosmic beings from the central sun, and so it is, yet still the cosmic law demands that you make the call for its descent, because you know of it. We are bringing it to your attention. Therefore, if your higher mental bodies permit the explanation of it to the outer self, it is because it expects that outer self to cooperate with it and make the call that draws it here in order to correct the conditions that distress the outer self. It's one thing to do these things individually for yourselves, but when you call them forth for the nation, then, since you are the will of the people, it is by your will, your choice, your command, and your demand to those beings that be all Christ purity must now come into outer action and be the authority and be the demand of the people. Do you see? You are the will of the people. Therefore, you who know of this can be the demand of the people for the immortal purity that is their protection. And therefore, when you make your demand to your presence, of the presence of all mankind, to the great central sun, the ascended host, well, when your demand goes forth for the cosmic fire of all Christ purity, and you demand that possess all on the earth, you demand its instantaneous descent, well, then we have much greater freedom to concentrate it and move it into outer action more quickly to bring you instantaneous fulfillment of your calls. It will act individually through you first, and then as it is directed to those in the nation who are carrying the responsibilities of governing the nation from the outer standpoint, then as there is greater purity brought in and around them, it permits that which is constructive within them to have its dominion and serve the people better. So out of the great mercy to life, everywhere you draw this forth, it frees life. And if your atmosphere should become violent, surely don't be concerned about it except to be grateful. After all, it's the purity of love that would make it violent. And if the violet flame becomes visible to the rest of mankind, and they're forced to see it, and they're forced to feel it, and they're forced to obey it, well, they'll maybe believe some of the things you've been telling them for a long while. So, beloved ones, in every place where you can call forth this protecting power of immortal purity, try to know that anything that is constructive, that needs protection, needs the cosmic fire of all Christ purity. You issue the command. We are the fire. We'll see that it gets there. But I want you to maintain a positive, dynamic, absolutely certainty and certain force within yourselves that when you call these powers of the fire element into outer action, they're going to manifest, and from now on, much more instantaneously. So you are being drawn closer and closer into the heart flame of our octave, and those who are assisting you from the ascended masters and cosmic beings, you are being drawn closer every hour into our own heart's flame, the very life of our beings and worlds. It is our life uniting with yours that demands the purity that protects you. You don't have any protection from destructive forces. And since all destructive forces are impure, how can they protect you? That is very self-evident. So when you demand the all-Christ purity, then you're demanding the fire, the cosmic fire of that, from your higher mental body, the higher mental body of every life, every person on the earth, and from our octave, than from all powers of creation that are manifesting that which is greater than what is in this world. So when you think of protection, demand the cosmic fire of all Christ purity. And then you have a right to the protection of every great being in the universe. And under the cosmic law, they're obligated to protect purity. Do you see? When you call it forth consciously by your own free will. Now, let us concentrate this as you come to the Royal Teton tonight. Let us concentrate this like almost a light beam with such terrific pressure within it into Congress, into everybody and everything there, and into every plan to continue this war. But as it comes in, and that cosmic Christ fire touches those plans or the individuals, it consumes instantly out of the universe everything that can sustain destructive action. You see, the destructive action, precious ones, is only the outside, the outer edge, as it were, of the destructive forces. The action is the result, is the end of it. But when you go deep within the cause of the plan and there project the cosmic fire of all Christ purity, you go into the very heart of the thing and compel the plan annihilated. Now, for your own individual freedom, try to use this for your health and your strength. Demand the all Christ health and protection and strength of such immortal purity, and that the cosmic fire of that immortal strength comes in and around you and fires you with its invincible, victorious power. Then you're always victorious, precious ones. When you know this, and you just demand that cosmic fire of all Christ purity into the outer self, into your worlds, and know that you live in the sun of its flame, and you demand its flame go everywhere. Wherever you move, demand that flame protect your loved ones. Well, then, the fire of those magnetic currents, or I shall say, the purity of that cosmic fire, is the magnetic power from the great central sun magnet that is absolutely irresistible. Anywhere you pour it forth, there is no such thing as opposition, because it is immortal purity. And since it is the fire, the cosmic fire of that purity, it so far transcends what you know of fire in this world, there's no comparison. And you're drawing the greater cosmic fire, or the greater power of the fire element, from our octave into yours. So everything in this world is absolutely compelled to obey this activity of the fire element as it passes through. It is simply the instantaneous annihilation of all that has opposed the purity and perfection of life. May you value it tonight as you have never done before, and know that it is the concentrated cosmic magnetic power of the violet consuming flame which your beloved Saint Germain has brought to your attention, but which yet you do not realize how powerful it is. It is the immortal purity from the great central sun, and as the magnetic power of it is drawn into the earth to become one with the center of the earth, why, the power of that as it comes in is absolutely indescribable. You have seen, some of you, these great cranes that carry a powerful magnet, and it just passes over whatever is going to lift, sometimes aboard a steamship, an entire locomotive, just by the magnetic power of that great electromagnet. And yet, children, that power of the violet consuming flame, the cosmic fire of its all Christ purity, as that comes into the center of the earth and passes through mankind, it is so irresistible that not a thing on the earth can stand against it. It is the immortal purity of the central sun drawn into the center of the earth through that violet flame. The violet flame is that magnetic power. Therefore, tonight, I want you to feel that with every atom of your being. And then demand this cosmic fire of all Christ's purity go in and absolutely instantly wipe out anything and everything that wants to destroy your nation, or anything that wants to impose impurity or discord upon your people. Just demand the annihilation of everything that is not the cosmic fire of all Christ's purity in your people, your nation, your air, your food, everything in your land. Till that magnetic power has anchored into the center of the earth, nothing else is left but its perfection. This is the destiny of your nation, that it arise with enough strength of the light to hold the freedom of eternity for the people of earth. And that freedom is this very all Christ purity of which I speak. And it is that cosmic fire. And that's the only freedom that can come. The only thing that can bring freedom is the immortal purity of that cosmic fire whose power mankind does not even dream exists. So feel yourselves at home within its presence. Know that you have come to live in the octave of its authority and power, and we shall direct that to you. And you demand your instantaneous manifestations in the fulfillment of your calls by the cosmic fire of all Christ purity, and you shall know what love means. Precious ones, thank you, and I shall turn that energy into this fire of all Christ purity. And when you want that with every atom of your being, there won't be one instant delay in the answering of your call. Thank you so much. And that purity must be drawn here by your love for your nation's freedom. That love can reveal to you the fullness of its heart. So tonight, may the cosmic fire of all Christ purity draw in and around you and draw to the heart of the earth everything required to keep you invincibly protected until this power can be driven into those conditions of the outer world that shall and must be shattered by the cosmic fire alone. And may all beings who direct it to the earth come to your assistance, come to the assistance of your nation, and demand the immortal purity here of such power of the fire element as shall compel mankind to awaken and shut off that which has no right to live. Discord has no right to live. Therefore, demand the cosmic fire of all Christ purity by the command of the mighty I Am Presence and the great central sun. Now be the authority of the earth. Blast everything unlike itself and annihilate from the nation that which has tortured the people and destroyed your resources. And then as that fire goes forth and is the authority of your people within the nation, will that blaze its flame to the freedom of the rest of the world. I commend you to its victory. Blaze it forth, demand its presence, compel its perfection, and protection automatically enfolds you until the earth is cleansed and mankind see the ascended host face to face. May you know the fullness of its cosmic fire and the love of its power satisfy you for eternity by that purity which alone has the right to be master everywhere. May you feel your full mastery of its glorious love tonight. I live in it, use it, and remind the outer self all the time. But that flame is here and is in eternal possession and compels obedience everywhere. Thank you with all my heart. Won't you be seated, please? As we welcome you at the Royal Teton tonight, may you be charged with more of this in your inner bodies, and from there sent forth to the nation, wave after wave of its increasing fire, until the outer activities of the people is compelled to reveal the truth and the reality of which I have spoken. You are the inheritors of the highest gift of creation. Thank you, precious ones. And now may your authority of that cosmic fire become paramount throughout the nation and become the strength in the mental and feeling world of the people to demand the purity that protects them until they arise and enter in to the conscious cooperation with the ascended host on the earth. Know that beloved I Am presence face to face and understand its authority throughout creation. To the glorious victory of its heart do I commend you, and may the power of that central sun magnets, cosmic fire of all Christ purity, become such a flame in your beings and worlds that you automatically manifest its mastery and its victory everywhere you go, to lift the people to the courage and the determination to demand their freedom and God's purity here until all turn Godward and the shadows are removed forever. Thank you. And may this positive force charge into you the power of victory everywhere you go from tonight. Thank you, great cosmic angel, for your love, your strength, and your power. May your purity become such a blazing flame in through and around us all that it automatically is the protection of all that is constructive until all turn Godward into that purity forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly from that limitless outpouring of such cosmic fire of the all Christ purity, from that mighty I Am presence in the great central sun, that it blazes its flame everywhere and automatically protects all that is constructive till we all stand ascended and free. Especially send it forth to our loved ones, to all we hold near and dear, all who call to us for help and protection, for whom we call it forth, and all who come unto us. And may the fullness of its freedom claim America into its heart tonight, and that fire blaze everywhere for the purification of all. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us in whatever power of that immortal purity is necessary to hold protected everybody and everything under this radiation till the ascended ones come forth in their visible, tangible bodies and direct that fire for the purification of the earth and all upon it. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, great cosmic angel. Beloved Son of Kumar, mighty Archangel Michael, and Jesus and Daddy, and blessed Nod and the great divine director, and all the great ones, precious Lord the Mahachohan, for everything your love has brought to us. May we be its all Christ purity everywhere we go till all are ascended and free. and to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaros, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim to blaze its immortal all Christ purity in and around everybody and everything under this radiation. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever cosmic fire of that all Christ purity is necessary, move forward the full cosmic power of the great central sun magnet, and may the fullness of its victory blaze everywhere all that is required to produce instantaneous manifestation and set America free as quickly as possible and release the earth from all that is of war and impurity forever. And we accept that even as we make the call. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever gives the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame, the great cosmic fire of all Christ purity, and compel it to possess the earth and compel all purified until all become ascended and free. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, send forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand that in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty and all else that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, we continue in action until the fullness of that cosmic fire, blazing the all-Christ purity of its presence everywhere, compels the end of everything that is not perfection for eternity. Now may the fullness of that power go forth and protect General MacArthur, all in the National Defense, and all in this radiation, and bring them home and forbid the existence of anything that wants to destroy our freedom, our people, our resources, or anything that God has given us here. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the immortal, all Christ purity necessary to blaze that cosmic fire until the work of centuries is completed and the earth goes forward to freedom forever.